said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've been changed. I don't do what I used to do. That's what she's saying. I used to drink a little bit, but I don't drink no more. I've been changed. Been changed. That's something you got to know for yourself. Been changed. And in time you be changed by Christ, you'll know it. You'll know it. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. We're still on our series. One thing about that you know about me, I don't know when to get off a series sometime. And I have to let the Holy Spirit guide me. This one here is go all through the Bible. My subject, go all through the Bible. The God who needs nothing. He don't need nobody. He said, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. He told his folks, the stuff y'all bringing here to the temple is not for me, God said. It's for the priest to eat off. I don't eat bullocks and things like that. I don't need nothing you got. I'm the only one can do without everybody and everything. Only God. I don't need nothing. And when you ever get an attitude that God can't do without you, I don't even want to run with you. You danger to be running with. Lord, I show you I don't need you. You need me, I don't need you. I'm so glad I can be in contact with a God like that. Don't need me, but it's an honor that I need him. And make it short to some folk that, you know, you didn't touch God this morning. He touched you this morning. He hadn't stopped at your house. You've been asleep right now. I said, if he had not stopped at your house this morning, you wouldn't be here right now. It's an honor to know God can use a nobody. Scripture. I'm dealing with the last days. God still got me on the last days. In these last times. If there ever was a time that the church of Christ need to come to herself, it's right now. It's right. If there ever was a time, been some more time, but if there ever was a time in this 21st century that the church need to come to herself, it's right now, in these last and evil days. Luke 21, if you will, Luke 21. Luke 21. The 8th verse said, and he said, he referring to Jesus, take heed that ye be not deceived. That's the first thing. That's what happened now. So many folks in church are being deceived. The world is being deceived. But The bad thing about it, the church is being deceived. For many shall come in my name. In my name. Don't know me, but come in my name. Saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not, therefore, after them. We're running at everything but Jesus. The truth of Christ. But when ye shall hear of woes and commotions, the commotion is no more I'm talking about riots and noise, folks that doing everything fighting. That's what's going on then. But be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Mean not immediately gonna come, but generation after generation. What it mean by that? Not immediately. All right. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquake shall be in thou places, famines and pestilence and fearful signs. And great signs, sickness and signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you. Now, this is what I'm trying to get to. And persecute you. God Almighty. They're rising you up. Dividing you up in the synagogues. And into prison. Being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you as a testimony. Sell it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. All this just about have happened. And it's happening now again. Back in the olden days, in the New Testament, all this happened in the book of Acts. It's happening right now. It's going to come upon us. And it's coming right now. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, and even your kinfolks, even your friends. And some of you shall they call to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Everybody say my name's sake.
Amen.
Yeah, all right. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. How is that, Reverend Walker? You may get this body, but I got another one coming. You may cut my head off, but my original hair is in heaven on my other body. I haven't got that yet. You may do what you want to with this body, but my original hair, God got it waiting on me. We in these times, it has gotten down to us. And some of us don't still believe it. And we can't even see it. But always remember this. We are persecuted for Christ's sake. We give him honor. When we are persecuted for his name's sake. That's giving him honor. That's respecting him. That's praising him when you're persecuted for his sake. That give him honor. I say give him honor. When you can take some stuff that folk put on you, that's give him honor. Bless his holy name. We don't fight back like they fight back. We fight like he fights. Our job is to pray for our enemy. Our job is to put our enemies in the hands of the Lord. And when God got them, can't nothing they can do except God give them omission or permission to do it. That's the only way they can do it. Bless his holy name. So my brothers and sisters, We stopped off on Sunday before last. Not last Sunday, but Sunday before last. Listen to this real good. If we can be willing to suffer hardness as a good soldier for our physical country, American, we should also be willing to suffer hardness as a good soldier for our spiritual country, heaven, which the benefits are far better. If we can suffer for American in our physical country, what about suffering for Jesus in the spiritual country, heaven? I said the benefits are far better. Far better. When a soldier gets one of his legs cut off, he got to have a peg leg. Right. If he keep on living. Yeah. Yeah. Watch this now. But just suppose a saint get him cut off for Jesus' sake. The thing about it, the far better is I got another leg coming. All right. Some of y'all ain't going to get that till next week, you see, but. So many soldiers have died for America. Hallelujah. Some of them weren't saved. If they weren't saved, they'd never get a brand new body. But those who are saved got a brand new body waiting on them. Far better. Why can't we suffer for Christ's sake? Because it's far better. It's an honor when you suffer for the Lord's sake. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the signs of the end time are here. And much of the suffering of his church have already been taking part in the book of Acts. When you read the book of Acts, Hebrews talk about the Old Testament, but the book of Acts, big of that already been gone. You already read about it? The church have. And we read about how the real church of Christ suffer for the name of Jesus' sake. We read about that. But my brothers and sisters, all God is saying now, it has gotten down to the modern church time. Our day now have come to suffer for Christ's sake. We need to understand this right now. That means I can't get off it. Because it's time for us to do some suffering, and we are, everybody said chicken. And ashamed. That's right. See, we read about what happened back yonder, but it don't come down to us now. That's what we got to understand. We don't understand it. We got to know something about suffering for Christ's sake. We don't want to suffer for his sake. God Almighty. God wakes you up every morning. Remember this, can't nothing happen to you except God allow it to happen to you. He said, I won't put no more on you what you can bear. So we got to learn how to do some suffering for Christ's sake. We get up and say, I know the Lord. I met him one Wednesday. I met him one Thursday. All this, all that. He's good to me. Now, we want to suffer for him. We don't want nobody to talk about us. This is for us. We get scared of everything when it comes down to doing something for Jesus. Oh, but he good to us, and he kind to us, and he's looking for us to fight the battle. It has gotten down to our time of suffering. Most of us today cannot see it and don't believe it, but God said it. Everybody say, God said it. God said it. We don't see it, yet don't believe it, but God said it, and still don't believe it. And still don't believe it. God, listen to God. He's going to talk to him in a few minutes, what he meant about that. We must understand, my brother and sister, God have only one church. See, Paul and Solomon didn't have no church to their own. We are part of that same church. That suffering church, Peter, James, and John, that same church. We're supposed to be a part of that same church. But we don't want to bear our cross. When it comes down to denying the cross, suffer for Jesus Christ, we don't want that.
But it's the same church. It's the same church that Paul and them was in. It was saying the church that Peter, James, and John was in. It's no different church. We're supposed to be a part of that same church.
Bless his holy name.
God have one church on this earth. That's the one Jesus died for. Paul, look at Matthew 16 for me. 21 through the 26th verse. Listen at this.
From that time forth,
yeah,
Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day.
God Almighty, he's talking to a disciple now. He said these things. Now, if he said it, it happened. And we got to understand that. I'm going to die, but I'm going to get up. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee,
God Almighty.
Lord, this shall not be unto thee.
Listen at that now. Peter called himself correcting Jesus. Because he don't want to hear nothing like this. Peter called it, taking him outside like he got something private to talk to him about. Notice he began to rebuke God. He began to rebuke what God already done written and done said. Be it far from thee, Peter said, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Do you really know what you're saying? You got it crossed up somewhere. That's all he said. You're making a mistake. How can God make a mistake? How can God make a mistake when he already fixed everything like he gonna fix it? Oh, he got here. It already been fixed. Read on, Paul.
But he turned and said unto Peter,
yeah,
get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those things that be of men.
Watch this now. Watch this. When we deny the cross and suffering in any form, it is Satan talking to you. When we deny that what God said in his word, when we hear a voice like that talking to you, that's the devil voice talking to you. God Almighty. It's already fixed. But we don't want to suffer for his sake. He almost calling God a lie. But Satan talked back to you. Y'all didn't know Satan talked to us, do you? He just said that. Look what Jesus said. Satan, get behind me. He said, Peter. He said, Peter, you shut up. He said, Satan, call his name. When we go against God's word, what God already said, if you go against it, you hear a voice talking to you, that's the devil talking. When you deny something the Bible don't say, and you hear a voice say, oh, I don't believe that, that's the devil talking in you. I don't care what it is. Anytime you go against what God done said, it's the devil talking to you.
Amen.
Cause it sounds like it ought to be just, like it sound ought to be right. God said what God said, he can't lie. And we don't believe the devil's not there. He's there all the time. Oh. Every time I want to do good, evil always on my shoulder. The devil ain't nowhere said now, well, I'll catch up with you. Oh, he already with you. I see you across town. He already over there with you. When we hear voices, we get crossed up. The devil just spoke from this up. When you hear voices, sometimes you think that be God or an angel. Be a devil angel. God got his word already written.
Right there now.
And when any time we go against it, and God already done said it, and you hear a voice say, that's really not right. It was a mistake. That's the devil talking to you. Peter, shut up. Satan, get back out the way. Because if not you, it's the devil hitting you. He'll use your mouth. He'll use your hand. He'll use every part on your body if you allow him to use you. But what you really trying to tell us right here? I'm trying to tell you, stick with the word of God.
Amen.
God told us if we're going to follow Jesus, you're going to suffer. So if anybody comes to you and says, no, we don't suffer. That's the devil talking. Not God talking. That's the devil talking through us. You got to get that stuff right there. Because God cannot lie. God Almighty, get thee behind me, Satan. You've got to call his name. Call his name. Everybody say, Satan.
Satan.
Said, snatch it hard. Satan.
Satan.
Get behind me.
Get behind me.
Because we're not of God. You've got to tell it. Don't be afraid to tell him. You got somebody to back you up. You got God to back you up. The word of God is what backs us up. The devil cannot go against the word of God. He can't do nothing with this here. That you wrote something yourself and called the Bible. He can't do nothing with the real word of God. That the only thing would shake him is the word of God. That means he don't want to be preached in the church. That means let folk come to church to hear a lot of jive and junk and stuff. You got to hear the real word of God. I'm going to say it again. The devil cannot do nothing with this right here. This would make him shake. Just right, the Bible. He know God can't lie. He throw the devil out of here. And he's out here deceiving so many folks. Day and night. God Almighty. Satan, shut your mouth. Get behind me. Don't let him get in front of you. Get well behind. He'll lead you to hell if you let him get in front of you. Keeping behind you all your teeth. Because he come to kill, steal, and destroy. Read on, Paul.
Then said Jesus,
listen,
unto his disciples, if any man will come after me,
listen,
let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
See, that's the truth, ain't it? That's in the Bible. Jesus said that, right? Well, who said you weren't going to have no cross then? Who told you wasn't going to suffer? Well, Rip, I don't do nothing. You ain't got to do nothing. If you're going to follow Jesus, you don't have to do nothing to suffer for Christ's sake. The devil going to hate you because you've been born again. Watch the truth. Jesus said unto his disciples, we are his disciples too. Y'all know that, don't you? If any man, I don't care where you come from, if any man will come after me, let him get rid of himself first. You got to forget about yourself and then take up the cross. I'm not talking about no wooden cross in a plane, they see, but. When you get on a cross, you're not put there to get a headache. You're not there to have a stomachache.
Right.
If you're hanging on a cross, you're there to die.
Right. Right.
Look how many saints done died for the sake of Christ.
Yeah.
I said died, got killed for the sake of Christ. We don't want to even be talked about.
Right.
We can't take that. I'm going home and sit down. For what? Because they don't like me. Don't like you. Don't folk got killed for Jesus' sake. Because you're doing a good job in church. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You got the devil, know the devil gonna mess with you. You know that.
Yeah.
Because you know, he gets your weakest point. Yeah. She can't stand about it, talk about her.
Well.
And anything the devil says something bad about you, I guarantee you, it gonna get to you.
Yeah, right.
Says something good, you may not get that in 10 years from now, but says something right now. That don't hurt. That's what they're gonna get right now. Don't tell her I said it. You'll get it the next minute, Elmo. They stop you from doing good for Jesus. Anything to stop you. God Almighty. You was a hell raiser. God won't, devil won't even bother you. Because you're already working for him. But when you want to do good for Jesus Christ, you got a demon with you everywhere you go. Sometimes folks say, well, I'm going to a church where the devil ain't. Well, go where he ain't, and you, when you get there, ain't going to be there. You'll be there all the rest of them. He will too. If you lifting up the name of Jesus, the devil is there. I say, if you lifting up the name of Jesus, the devil is there.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. He's not in our church. Well, he's there when you got there. Watch this, Belonia. Watch this. If the devil have access to heaven, you know good and well he in every local church. Don't be deceived by the devil. Jesus. They in heaven having church. Can I put it like that, y'all? Hell could be devil. The Lord said, where are you going, boy? That's what the Bible said. Where are you going? Look what he said. I'm going to and fro, seeing who I can make catch hell or kill. Can I put it like that, y'all? The devil everywhere he go means no good for nobody. Oh boy. He don't even love his own folks. And we, the church, don't want to suffer for him. For what he done for us. God Almighty. Yeah. Told Peter, that's not you talking. I know who talking. It's the devil. What I said, if it go against it, it's the devil talking to you. If you go against what the Bible said, it's the devil talking to you.
All right.
That's not of God. It's the devil. You got to tell the devil, get behind me, buddy. In the name of Jesus. Call on me. Yeah. Got to pick up a cross. We don't want that cross. We want what God got in the hand, but we don't want the cross. Yeah, yeah. We want what in there. He said, seek my faith. Didn't he say it, y'all? Yeah, yeah. Seek my faith. Seek my faith. Seek my faith. Don't worry about what in my hand. Seek my faith. I'm looking out right now. Look, I'm looking at my what in his hand. I'm like, what in his hand? What in his hand? I see a car in his hand. I see money in his hand. I see all that in his hand. Seek my faith. And if you seek my faith, you'll stumble into that car. You'll run into that big house. You'll get some money, but you got to seek my faith first. Hold on. If I keep my eyes on his faith. I got my eyes. Right, I got my eyes on his face.
Yeah.
Running to a big old house.
Wow.
I ain't worried about what in his hand. I'm just seeking his face. What in his hand? You hand that to me. I'm running to that. That's what's wrong with us. We're trying to get everything that I
of Jesus when it comes down to stuff.
Yeah.
But you ought to seek how to love your enemy, how to love your neighbor, how to go through some trials and some tribulation. That's what we ought to seek.
Yeah.
But God will give us some strength to go through our tests and our trials.
Yeah.
Some of us, I don't know about it, I'm just talking to you that some of us can't take nothing for suffering for Christ.
Right.
Can't take nothing. Times about to hurt our little feelings. We want to go home.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't going to church. No, I love you. There ain't no Christian out there.
Uh-huh.
Christian out there. They talk about you so bad. That's all the devil wants. He got you. God got a house of prayer. And the devil in every one of them on this earth. I said he in every one of them on this earth. Heart of mine. And you want to find a place where he not. I'm going where he not. He all over this earth. If he got access to heaven, he got access to every local church in here. And that's what we got to understand. We don't want to suffer. We want everybody to hug, because everybody ain't going to hug you. Everybody ain't going to pat you on your back. Sometimes you better be very careful when you're doing all that hugging. You must have got something they want or something they need. All I'm trying to say, y'all see how God talked to the devil, right? The devil ain't no fool. Y'all understand? He ain't about to be a fool. God Almighty. So I'm trying to help folks who don't want to go through nothing. Following Jesus. I'm giving my life to Christ. Well, get ready to take up your cross. Bear your cross. Read on, Paul.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
God Almighty.
And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Trying to save your life. Particular with your life, I'm going to be careful with my life where I won't lose my life. Whosoever will lose his life in Christ Jesus for his sake, give it. All God said, give your life to me. And when you give your life to me, you'll find your life. What do you mean by that, Reverend Walker? I find my life. God already created you before he put you in your mother's womb. I said already before he put you in your mother's womb, he put you there.
Right.
Now God said, find what I got for you. When I bring you out the womb, now follow me, you'll find what I made you for. Some of you 50 years old ain't found out what God created you for yet. You'll find your life when you give your life to me. I don't want to create you. I know where I created you from.
Thank you, Lord.
Folks still running around. What God got for me? Give your life to Jesus. He'll show you what he got for you. But try to win your own self. Try to be popular. Want to be a big shot. You may find and lose your life. Well, what do you mean by losing my life? Everybody going to die. Life means eternal life.
Yeah.
Not temporary on this earth, but I'm talking about eternal life. That means you lose your own soul.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, fine. I know what I created you for. You don't know. But if you give it to me, I'll show you, Joe. I didn't know I was going to be no preacher, but he told me. I didn't run out and holler, I'm preaching. He called me. I gave my life to Jesus, and he told me what he had for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't go around hollering, I'm going to be a preacher. I never said it in my life.
Yeah.
I ain't never told told nobody. Can't nobody tell you? I never told him. I believe I'm going to be a preacher. They told me. I heard some told me that, but I never believed what they said. But what I'm trying to get you to see, God already prefixed your life. If you give it to him, you'll find out what he created you for in this world. Got a lot of folks doing things that God ain't told you to do nothing about it. But when you give your life to me, that's when you find your life. Have you ever thought some folks say, I never thought I'd be doing this. And yet the success in it ain't of y'all. Yeah. I mean, number of good work. Yeah. See, they never thought. See, you don't know what you're going to come out to the mother womb. You don't know what you're going to be. But give it to Jesus. Yeah. He knows what to do with it. Yeah. A lot of folks took up the wrong thing and went in the wrong way and catching hell, still catching hell. Because they haven't given their life to Jesus. I didn't create you for this. You jump in this yourself. Yeah. Yeah. I want to be this. I want to be what God wants you to be. Whosoever will save his life. I got so much assist. I got so much of wisdom. I know what I will do for my life. You'll mess around and lose your life. But whosoever will lose his life, that means forget about yourself. Forget about your life and hand it to Jesus. He'll bring some stuff out you ain't never been in you. I said he'll get some stuff out of you that you never thought would come out of you. Have you ever? I never thought either. A lot of folks, young folks, losing their lives. Don't lose it. Mess around and get yourself straight with Jesus. Yeah. He knows what he got for you. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Now, don't hit me now. I'm going to throw something in here. Don't you hit me. Don't you hit me. Watch this. Watch this. There's nowhere in the Bible. God Almighty. God, listen to me. God ain't never told you nowhere in the Bible that he, if you lose your life for my sake, if you came out your mother womb and is a girl, he never told you to find it and be a man. You a boy, you ought to be a man by now. If he made you a girl, you ought to be a woman by now. God didn't make no mistake when he created you. You gotta give your life to him and you'll find your life. Got one more voice, Paul. Read that.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Lord have mercy.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
This the Bible. This the Bible. If you don't believe the Bible, I don't even want to ride with you. All right. All right. I'll be afraid to even ride with you. I'll be on danger territory. Yeah. Yeah. Watch this now. For what is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Yeah. Folks got to get that soul straightened out. You are a living what? Soul. Living means keep on what? Living. You got to exist somewhere forever because it's a what? Living soul. What a man got on his earth that he will exchange.
change for his soul. What you will change for your soul? What? Tell me what can take the place of a soul. A soul. A living soul. Casting down, got soul, but don't have a living soul. A living soul means keep on what? Living. Can't never stop existing.
All right.
The devil fooled us. Said, well, everybody dying. The preacher died. Everybody else got to die. But you're missing the devil to see folk right there. But the soul got to keep on what? What is proper man again? You got the whole world now. I got the whole world. I got the whole world. You ain't thinking. I got the whole world. I got all this in my hand. I'm going to relax and rejoice. Because I got everything in my whole world. That man said he had everything. All his barn was full. And ain't had nowhere to put no more. With his crazy self, he ought to gave somebody something. Ain't got nowhere to put no more. I'm going to lay down and relax and tell my soul to be at rest. Soul rest. I got everything I need. Boom. He went to bed and died. That's what the Bible says. Watch it now. Watch all them bones. Still full. Where the prophet man to gain whole world now and lose it on what? The bones still full ain't. He dead. Now you can get up if you want to. You're going down now. You're going down, you know. Since you're going down, go downstairs, you know. But watch this. Now, all this stuff, all the bones, full. Where he at? Gonna have a big view? Because he was a big shot. The preacher gonna put him in the head, got to throw him across the fence. But he can't go to heaven. His soul lost. His soul lost. I don't care what he had, his soul in hell. But his stuff, not a kid, folks fighting over it.
Right.
Had five children, they're arguing over it. Grandfolk arguing over everything. But he's still where? In hell. What is going to prompt a man to gain the whole world and then die and go to hell? Watch this. Because I know church folks, they have things, they get things, the devil got them going all kind of ways. What? A man go to hell ain't got no other chance. Don't let the devil fool you. He'll let fool you. Well, you get another chance. Oh, that's his chance. He had his chance while he was walking around. He had his chance when he was sitting out with his leg crossed. Went to bed and didn't wake up no more. But when he did wake up, he woke up in hell. They had a big deal, but his soul was gone. The watch belongs to the Lord. Everything you see belongs to God. But when you give God what do him, God will give you stuff. Can I say stuff? I'll get you out as a wife. But he's still in hell. He'll be right there until Jesus come back.
All right.
But Reverend Walker, what you doing here? Groan and moan. Jesus let a rich man went to hell.
Yeah.
I said, it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
So that's a parable. There wasn't no parable. Wasn't no parable. No, that happened. There was a rich man named Lazarus. God don't call names in parables. There was a Lazarus, buddy, full of soul. But the rich man went to hell. Because he didn't know Jesus. But God let him spot God Almighty. When he went to hell, he saw, that old Poe, Earl Poe fella.
Yes,
want to eat this crumb fall from the main table.
Yes,
so I'm just a happy old that boy, rejoicing, happy, ain't no souls on him no more.
Yeah.
But God let him spot that man.
Yeah.
Good young. That's that same old beggar. Oh, he got that. I'm not over there. No. Uh-huh. Money can't buy your way there. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. How can you get enough of money to pay Jesus when it's already here? All this silver and gold already mine. You can't give me nothing. I don't own. I own that stuff. That's my stuff. But he looked over there and saw that poor man. That's the happy of the Lord. And Joe, you know what? He ain't got no more soul. No more soul. Dog knew to lick his soul. I know where the old folk got there from. I'm a flippin' old fella, you know. And when we was little boys, we have a soul, cut your feet or cut your leg. Boy, go there and let that dog lick that soul. Now, somebody in here know more than me about that. Them old folk tell that boy or that girl, go there and let that dog lick your soul. And after a while, you get away. And that God let him look over there and saw Lazarus, just the happiest of love. And told Abraham. Is in Abraham's bosom. They call it Abraham's bosom because, number one, God hadn't got heaven fixed up for us yet. In the New Testament. Y'all got my point now? That means he went down somewhere. I don't know where. In the heart of the earth. Somewhere. But anyway, he got a place down there where nothing but saints go and where you can look over in hell. Some kind of way. Because he spot that boy. And he was hot. He said, no, Father Abraham, let him come in. Just dip his finger in a drop of water. Just a drop. Boy, he must be son of the heart. Just one drop of water. The touch of my tongue. He was just that hot. Abraham said, he can't come over there and you can't come over here. You had your chance, but you turned it down. Don't let nobody fool you. Some folk tell you when you go to heaven, you got another chance. When you die, you got another chance. This is your last chance right now.
Yes.
You ain't got no second chance. Don't you let nobody fool you. Folks say, they're getting up out of hell and, this it. Well, what do happen to folks in hell? What do happen in hell? God said, every knee got to bow.
Yeah.
Every tongue got to confess. Yeah. Those that are in hell one day got to come up out of hell and look at God and bow. And say, you is God. And then go right back to hell. But every knee got to what? Bow! This the only chance folks got on this earth is to get your life straight right now. You can't get it straight after you die. The preacher can't throw you in heaven no kind of way. Because a lot of them ain't saved himself. They just took up stuff. The devil got preachers. I said, the devil got preachers like God got preachers.
Right.
That means you need to know the scripture for yourself.
Amen, Pastor.
God cannot go against his own word. If the word said it, that's what he's supposed to preach.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Many folks that go to church, look around, ain't down to nobody, trying to help somebody. Many folks that go to church, just going to church, don't care to help.
All right.
The devil be in church every Sunday. Every Sunday, the devil in church every Sunday, at every meeting. Now, I may be wrong when I say this. I go far enough to say, I'm saying this now, the Bible says, I believe he be at every meeting but prayer meeting, but I think he at prayer meeting too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you my reason, but Skipper Cunningham. I believe he I think he at every meeting.
But everybody supposed to be bowing.
Right.
Ain't talking to one another.
Right.
See, when you're talking to one another, hell break loose sometimes. But since we're talking to God, there ought to be no fussing. Because you get church folks together, they don't fuss. Because the devil there, you don't go to prayer meeting, talk everybody talking to who? He may be in there sometimes looking around, but if you ever start a conversation going on, he jumps up and gets it over. But he in every meeting. He got demons in every meeting. Like God got angels everywhere. He got demons everywhere. He come at one thing, your soul. Stop being deceived. Stop being deceived by the devil. He come at your soul. God Almighty. God made you to worship him. You weren't created to worship the devil. You created to worship God. God only. The devil intervene all the time. If you got a weak mind, he always there. That'd be a lot of folks coming to church, they can't worship because their mind elsewhere. I hurt you. I'll be glad when you get through. All right, I'm just about through. All right, see. I'm just about through. But one day you're going to need it. I'm not down at football. You go to a football game, you wish they'd tie up, but they keep on playing. Want the preacher to hurry up and get through. Y'all hurry up and get through. Hurry up and get through. I'm just about through. If y'all give me 20 more minutes, I'll go on, but I'll be your walkout on. You're going to need the Lord.
All right. All right.
You may be doing fine now. God, he long-suffering. He merciful. He put up with us. Put up with our mess. And the devil said, you're doing all right. God is giving you us another chance. You ain't going to have the chance all the time. No, you ain't going to have it all the time. We don't know where death is. I'm not going to put nobody in on fear. But better make sure you save. Because the devil care nothing about your soul, your body, nothing there. He hates you. The devil hates you. You let him direct your life. He hates you. Don't never go against this. Don't you never go against this. This God's word. This the only thing he can't stand is the word of God.
This is catalog number 1536. Catalog number 1536.
I have to tell my folks, it's something about this book. But it's something about the name of Jesus. I get happy thinking about it. It's something about the name. Everybody say name. The name of Jesus. Now try this. Just try it out. Somebody know when you're getting worried with somebody. Just try it now. Just try it out. Just watch this now. Watch sometimes. I'm using this as an example. Now, you on in your office. You're doing your work. You know, you're hitting your computer, wherever you got to hit, and where you got to pay off, but however it may be. You're doing your work, and you're married, you got a husband, you know, everything, you got a wife or whatever. And here come a joker. You know, you're doing your work, you know, because it's hitting on you, you know what I'm saying, how you doing? I'm doing all right. I know. He know you're married. What you do? What you do? What do you mean what I do? I'm working. What you mean what I do? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. I'm when you're home with. You know, I'm at home with my husband. That's where I'm at. I'm doing my work. I'm all right. You gone now. I'm all right. Oh, let me talk to you a little bit. If he keep on, try now. I dare you to try. If he keep on saying it. I'm messing with you. Just do two or three things for him. One thing, just say, Jesus. Because it's the devil talking to you. If, You said it in low, so you said it in low where everybody can hear you. See anybody? Jesus. He gonna look at you funny then, you know. He may not move. He may be a stuffed devil, you know. You get just as crazy as he get. You holler, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. If he don't walk off, I give you $600. I ain't gonna give you $100. I'm gonna give you $600. If he don't walk off. It's the name, it's the devil talking to you. You've got to put the Jesus on him. That name will move the devil anywhere, anytime. You go to a church, they ain't not talking about Jesus. I don't want to be in that. Because the devil owned that church. If Jesus not preached, the devil owned the church. He knows saving power is what? In the name. Saving power is only in one name. Not Buddha, but only one name. Not Muhammad, but only one name. And that name is who?
Jesus.
Y'all, repeat after me. I'm opening the door to the church. Repeat after me. Just as loud as you can. Don't be afraid. Say, Satan,
Satan,
I rebuke you,
in the name of Jesus,
the God of Nazareth.
I rebuke you
in Jesus' name. Get out of here in Jesus' name. To rebuke it. You've got to rebuke it. Jesus called his name. He's got to go. You're going to have the Lord's Supper. Let us stand. Open the doors of the church. Somebody may want to give their life to him. Ask your personal sin. It's a good time to do it right now. Why the devil on the outside for a minute? Give your life to Christ. You know you need saving. Give your life to Christ before it's too late. Look what the Bible says. It's so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and then believe in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. I believe it in my heart. I'm going to confess it with my mouth. I'm saved. Not how you feel, but faith.
Thank you.
He can save you. Jesus is the Savior. Paul not the Savior. Walker not the Savior. Daniel not the Savior. The angel not the Savior. But Jesus, God's Son, the Christ, the Son of the living God, He the Savior. He's the one that come to save us. We belong to God, way back to heaven because of what Adam did. But God sent His Son down to show us the way back to heaven. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man can come to the Father except it come by Jesus. Me, He said. He the only way. He come to pay that debt on the cross. Suffering, suffer for. I didn't get you a lot of my suffering. I didn't get grief. The suffering, suffering, the cross is suffering. Suffering, 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 suffering. But what? There's an honor to suffer for Christ. I said the honor. There's an honor to do something for Jesus. Look what He's done for you. He died for you. Yeah. I'll be doing one minute. One minute. Y'all have been waiting this long. Let's go and see again. Come on. Next man. Come back and say, glad to have you, baby. Huh? Know you're saved, huh? And baptized. We're glad to have you here. Huh? Come and work at the school salvation. Hallelujah. Bless your heart. Rededication. Baby, be there with you. You coming to Jesus. You're telling Jesus, Lord, I'm coming back. With my life fixed up. Now keep it from me. Keep it in your mind. Say, Heavenly Father, now keep me. I can't keep myself. I'm kept by the power of God. Thank you for doing it now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All the things